that, Ichi?
Yeah.
I think we need to switch colors. I just notice you like pink more. I like blue more.
I do like washi pink and Q Ranger.
And I like Okami Blue and the Blue Ranger from the Power Rangers movie, so... Fuck it! Swap colors!
Cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zen Kaigan!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Loyal and Loud, Bluecaster, Light Drink!
Equipment Wielder, Pinkcaster, Genus Azir!
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Auto Guard!
One Little Spark of Courage, Dreamcaster, Global Soft Perga!
From Royal to Ranger, Orangecaster, Noble!
Still Aircaster!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. I'm Blue Caster Lytrin. I'm the new host of this show.
Wait a minute, so it's whoever is Blue Caster gets to run the show?
Yes.
Apparently.
Oh.
Yep. So...
Dan's dead! Laser's been dead forever!
Also, I'm back.
I'm dead on the inside!
So we all are.
So we got a team of seven people tonight. We've got...
Ichi's counting just to make sure.
And...
I'm not... Oh, yes.
Yeah, seven.
I was like, wait, I'm not that bad
at
math.
We got the always awesome Dreamcaster back with us. We got the okay Yellowcaster here with us.
The OQ.
Whatever. I'm just kidding.
And we got beautiful Aircaster.
Don't bash him!
You're hurting him!
Oh, I'm so sorry, baby.
Piece of shit.
How about I take you out tonight?
Just because he blows us all at once doesn't mean he's into that kinky shit.
50
Shades
Aircaster. I'm sorry, Aircaster is a respectable person.
And then we also have Orangecaster here.
Aircaster is a respectable person, and you should
all... respectable box-shaped person.
Hang on, someone get me eyeliner so I can rub it on my face and get me a blanket. Leave Aircaster alone.
No, you're not referencing Chris Crocker.
Aircaster is the most important member of this team.
I mean,
he brings
salt
together. He really brings the room together,
right?
He's
pretty cool.
Because without him, there would be a gaping hole in our wall.
And our hearts.
There would be a gaping hole.
So is Aircaster's Zord just one of those giant wind turbines that
Zord
pull out of
house.
The ground?
No, he consistently pilots.
No. The Aircaster's just the air conditioning in our Megazord.
No, Aircaster.
No, it's that weird weapon from Ninja Storm.
Oh, the fan.
That the Thunder Zords use.
I never watched that.
It's like a fan, like the Whirligigs.
Okay.
If you know what that is. The thing you like put in your yard that when you blow they spin.
So this week we're talking about X8 episode 24, Q Ranger episode 7.
Yep, and the Kamen Rider Brave special.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute, hang on. What episode are we on?
24.
No, like Cast
141.
Ranger.
Oh right, I didn't mention that. Give me a sec.
Because our leader. Who was the new...
Yeah, Lane,
master.
You really dropped the ball!
145.
Yep.
Five more episodes to our big event, and I wanted to address that we didn't... I don't know if you guys addressed it last week, but we missed our third-year anniversary.
We did.
We talked about that when we did the vlogs at the Power Rangers movie.
Okay. So, technically... Okay, we'll just call that our third-year anniversary.
That's what I said!
I can't burp because I might vomit.
Hold on, I gotcha. How's that? I can just do that on command.
Could be better.
Anyways!
I ingest Diet Pepsi at such a consistent schedule that I can just do that on command.
Shut the fuck up, Pinkcaster! Anyways!
Shut the fuck up, Bluecaster!
God, that's what that feels like, huh?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bluecaster, sir.
That's right.
Piss off, Ricky!
Shut the fuck up, Randy!
Well, take us in!
Saw an X-Aid!
So... hang on.
Just before we start the episode, I don't think anyone ever noticed the gadget that Dan used. It was Dangerous Zombie.
Yeah. I've made that joke before, assholes.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just
not on here, but on one of the pages, I was like, Dangerous Zombie.
Ooh.
Dan,
Dangerous
Dan,
Zombie.
And Dan.
That's, I'm going to call it that forever now.
God
damn it. Gar, you were stumbling.
Just, instead of any of the actual gachet noises, it's just the Dan things from Gang Grumps.
Danger.
I want to say my piece.
Okay.
On Dan.
Uh-huh.
Your one piece?
Oh, yeah.
It was sad to see the way he went, especially with how they were actually going to try and help him, but then Plod had to come and be a dick.
Yep.
And now I just see Dan going up to the gates of heaven with Kira being like, just
heaven.
No, he's just sitting there like, yeah, right. Boots him into hell.
Little boy going to hell.
No, see where Dan goes is neither heaven nor hell. Because he turned his back in that alleyway. Thank you.
Also, level 99. It's amazing. Last week's episode, not that bad.
It's not that bad. Thank you, guys.
It was definitely a good season finale.
It was rather
in which
good.
I can't... Now I'm ready for the new Kamen Rider series.
Yeah, Strega.
Oh, God, just imagine. Kamen Rider Strega.
Listen to the extra episode this week, please.
So what? Wait a minute. Are you telling me last week's episode wasn't the season finale of X-Aid?
No.
God fucking damn it!
It was the end of chapter 2, as I like to call it.
Yep.
You mean I still have a half of a series of this crap to go through?
Hey, fuck you.
Slightly more than half, because we're only on episode 24.
Son of a bitch.
You hate X-Aid?
Yes.
He doesn't like it that much because he's not a gamer.
Thank you.
I mean, we could fix that at any point.
No.
But you're drinking a Monster Energy drink and being sort of upset about something.
That's what gamers are.
I literally just chugged the rest of that.
A monster.
You are what you drink.
He's not the monster, Gar. You are.
Oh!
Oh!
Go see Beauty and the Beast in theaters now.
Just. He starts
see
like.
See Power Rangers too. See them on the same day.
Yep.
Just like you are the monster, Gar. He starts like fizzling with the game bugster of disease.
Yeah.
Gar has game disease.
When the last slice of pizza is taken from the box, you will be here true for.
What the fuck?
Hang on. I still got 5 slices, I'm good.
Oh, like the pizzas you rose.
Yes, that's what I was going for.
Must not eat forbidden donut.
Forbidden donut.
What's in that box? It is forbidden.
It is forbidden.
It's forbidden.
Okay, so.
Anyways, episode 24, aka the filler episode.
No,
this is the bridge between chapters.
Yeah.
So,
aka the filler.
So let's start by talking about the new Genmu CEO, who we finally got to meet, Amagasaki Ren.
Who the fuck is that?
Fucking Ichia from Fairy Tail. That's who.
I love him.
Oh my god! Like
who from Fairy Tail?
Ichia, the leader of the.
Wait, is he the short guy?
Yes.
Oh,
it's totally him.
If we didn't find out later in this episode what he truly was,
and. I know this is kind of a spoiler, but you see him in the cabinet in the episode, so it's pretty safe to confirm that, yes, Ren is not only a bugster, but the bugster for a game that will be coming up soon.
I like the joke with, like, sorry to move forward or act like a Cyancaster, but I'm going to move into a completely different point of the episode for no reason.
Well, I mean, anyone listening to this will watch the episode, so it really is not...
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking about.
Never mind. I was thinking of the short guy with the mustache and like the orange blue hat.
This guy.
No,
it's not going to be hard for anybody to find that picture.
Just look up Ichia from Fairy Tail. This is who that character is.
I like how Hiro talks to Emu like, oh, you're not going to be grieving over Dan or over Kuruto, are you? And it's like, no. And it's like,
fuck that guy. I have patience.
He didn't say, are you going to? He said, I'm surprised you're still not grieving over him.
But if it was someone like, he actually gave a shit about, he would be,
no,
because
no, just,
Kiria.
Just cuts back to him on the roof crying from the last episode.
I cried during my breaks.
No, but
break time.
In regards to Ren quickly, if we didn't find out that he was a Bugster, God damn it. I was watching him, like, interact and talk and stuff, and I'm just like, I want Dan back, please. Bring him back. I don't care if you have to do some satanic ritual. Bring him the fuck back.
It would probably
in some
be
form.
Probably
wait.
Fit.
I don't care if he comes back as, like, a fucking, like, computer program or, like, a head in a jar or something. Just bring him back.
Danic
ritual?
Hold on. Noble's trying to...
A satanic ritual?
Ooh!
You know, I'm thinking
that's the current contender for the episode name.
What?
Satanic ritual.
But the funny thing about Lane talking about that, it just reminded me of the how it should have ended with Amazing Spider-Man 2, where Spider-Man has Batman, like, gun to the head, telling Superman to rewind time. It's like, bring her back, man! Bring her back. Dude, I don't do that shit anymore. Yeah. Bring her back, man. I'm serious.
I'm curious. I don't know where that came from.
What the fuck?
I lost everything.
So,
dude, just chill. So bring her back.
So we can.
I have to walk everywhere. My bike's dead.
Which is weird because he could totally keep using the bike, but he actively chooses not to, especially in this episode.
Oh,
because
it reminds him too much of Kiria.
But he used it once!
He ran!
And promptly cried his eyes out later.
He ran towards the monster, and you could see that his actor was running out of breath. It's like...
He chased a fucking full-speed motorcycle and was not far behind
maybe
him.
Maybe it just really affected him when Dan was like, oh, enjoying riding that memento of Laser... So yeah, that's really
bad. I mean,
it's not like he's riding Kiria's cold corpse.
Cut to shot of Emu dumping Boxo bike in the recycling.
Yeah.
I mean, Chakuriki Sports.
Yeah.
All right.
He
could
use that too.
He could use the BMX bike from Chakuriki Sports.
Oh my god. Okay, so yes, Amakasaki Ren, the new CEO. I love him. I love super dramatic, over the top characters like this. The best part ever is when, like, he, like, leans up against the wall and he's, like, touching it with the tents of his fingers and he's, like, bent over, almost like he wants to get ass fucked.
You have to cosplay as him.
Yeah, no, saying to Ichi that he needs to cosplay as him.
That was really
You know what?
Timing.
The thing is, I wouldn't be entirely opposed to the idea, but the problem is he has nothing distinguishable about him. I would just be some jerk-off in a white tux.
Bring
the
gashit with you.
I would have to have the gashit on me.
Yeah. Toku fans would recognize you. You're that fucking stupid Bugster from VMXAID.
I think my biggest obstacle is that looks like an expensive suit to get.
Someone at Fan Expo once, or Anime North, I forget, was dressed up as Regina from Doki Doki Pretty Cure, and that, like, made my entire weekend, so sometimes being an obscure character is the best.
Yeah.
Like, if I did go through with it, I would absolutely ham it up. I would do that pose. I would, like, totally ham it up and make all the votes and such.
What's
Anime North's 2 weeks away. I still gotta get my cosplay ready.
What do you mean 2 weeks?
2 months.
Next month. Or
you
May,
know what
2
I mean.
Months away.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, a lot of his reactions were funny, like, when Poppy transforms in front of him or whatever like that, he's like,
He actually like, glitched.
And,
like, at first we were like, oh, it's just the show's funny editing, but then like, when we rewatched it, knowing that he's a Bugster, I'm like, oh my god, did he, like, actually glitch up?
Wait a minute.
He's experiencing lag.
Is Tokimeki Crisis not done?
Where was Hiro's dad?
He poofed again! Who the fuck? You know why? It's because no one cares about him. So
he's Chrono.
He's off buying Hero things to cut.
Yeah.
It's just Hero's dad doesn't bring anything
but remember,
to the show, in my opinion.
He's a real doctor, so chances are he's probably
He's also
real
the director
doctor.
Of the hospital.
He's busy directing.
He's got a lot of shit on his plate.
He has a real chop.
Alright, guys.
He's like the bang.
Alright, guys.
Oh.
Quadruple bypass surgery. Take one and action.
Can we
to the hospital?
Can we please have that?
And then he's gonna get blown up by
Hugh Laurie walked in and he has to fight him.
No. Can we just find out that Hero has like younger siblings?
Oh God! What if Hero's dad plays Kamen Rider Chronicle to like prove to Hero that he can be like a badass? Oh Jesus Christ! That actually would be funny to watch.
Okay, wait, Ichi, I just thought about something fucking hilarious.
Wow.
When you guys do Cho Superhero Tyson, because that's the one that has True Brave in it, right?
Yeah.
You have to have the image of both of the heroes before they transform. And on the True Brave hero, put Dr. House's face on it. Everything is lupus.
Or just do that. I could be your devil or your angle.
Oh my God.
Everything is lupus. Post him next to Okami Blue.
And just play jazz music.
There you go.
You'll have to remind
Epic
me.
Epic sax guy.
There is nothing I can't lupus.
So the plot of this episode is there's like a band who's auditioning to do the theme song for a game for Genmu Corporation.
AKA Team Rocket.
But then somehow some stage equipment fell on her stomach and then she got internal bleeding and shit like that.
Actual medical issues.
With real medical.
Yeah, and like Hero's like, don't faint this time, Emu, and he's like, nope, I won't.
Don't be squeamish.
I just watched a lot of people die.
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
I watched another guy delete from existence.
Well, I mean,
so
none
I'm
of them
good.
Bled to death.
No, it's like, I saw my good friend die, and I saw my boss die. Well,
and then I saw my greatest enemy die.
Technically, he's not his boss. He didn't work for Genmu. He worked for CR.
Yeah, Genmu just developed the tech.
They're just like,
so
Dan's not a doctor.
So just out of the...
Works for pharmacy.
Just out of the idea of people being assholes, you think when that thing fell on her, the guy on the drums did a drum riff? You know?
Yeah.
Can I just say that Shido from that band looks like he's wearing a terrible, terrible Chie Satonaka cosplay.
I was saying he looked like a rejected Kingdom Hearts character.
I thought he looked like a lazy.
Yeah, it was funny that they were, like, both arguing. It's like, why are you copying? Why are you using my name? Why are you copying my name? I can't help it, but that's my actual
name,
you dickhole!
Which makes me wonder, is like, his name not his actual name?
And then Emu tries to, like, push them back, and they immediately just go back to clashing with each other. And like, wow.
And as Cold immediately stresses out the girl in the bed...
And then, like, I don't know if they had Bugster before, or if, like, she spread it to them somehow, but they all contracted immediately. Psych! Triple Bugster!
Yeah, Gary.
A triple bug pass surgery?
Ooh!
I'm just cranking them out today.
So, through these three, we get Motors, level 20, who doesn't... None of them seem to be any visibly different. And then
he's supersonic now!
Gotta go fast! And then we get Gutan and Kaiden, who are both level 40. And I'm just laughing my ass off because, like, Motors is like, yeah! Level 20! And then the two of them are just like,
level 40.
Yeah, we're level 40.
Oh,
and he completely doesn't pay attention to that.
Man, two people playing the exact same game where one's so excited about one level, even though one guy is, like, almost completely finished the game. Gee, I wonder where I've heard that before.
That is the most oddly specific and not indicative description I've ever heard out of you.
Pokemon Go.
Okay. No one listening is going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
I also like how all
the... Thumbs up.
I like how it's like level 20, level 40, level 40. I'm level 99, guys. Shit.
Actually no.
I am the 40th.
He does
standing.
That later, but like he answers the level 20 and two level 40s with Mighty Brothers. I'm like, sure, let's throw a level 20 at it.
Let's throw two level 10s at it.
You know what I mean, though.
But that
skipping away the health bar enough will work.
Out of the blue, for no reason whatsoever.
For no reason.
For absolute.
For no reason.
Lucky from Q Ranger shows up.
Yep.
Helps Emu out. Take like, fight these few bugsters.
And here's the thing.
And then leave.
Yeah. But the weird part about it is, this is the week where both shows cross over, and Q-Ranger aired first, but the fact that they met in the Q-Ranger episode is not mentioned at all when he shows up in Eggzade's episode.
Though, in Eggzade's episode, Emma didn't know who he was, though.
Yeah, which means that they were not the same versions of each other in each episode.
We'll get into that.
You could say that it was lucky that he showed up to help Emu.
Fuck you!
I'm gonna go to sleep now, forever.
It's like, Lucky shows up.
Lucky died on the way home to his
I must go now, my planet needs me!
That Lucky's actually a Zognoid.
Just the ultimate irony, he gets killed in a meteor shower.
God.
Yeah, it's like...
It was cool, though.
No, it wasn't.
I liked the cameo, because I like Lucky.
But it had no purpose!
Okay, it was also like when Ghost showed up in Shoujo, it had no
point. The Ghost-Shoujo crossover.
They're just to promote the crossover movies.
He just showed up and fought a monster.
Here's the thing, though. The cameo in the Q-Ranger episode was to promote the movie, because they fought Ika Devil. The one in this episode really had no point. That said, what I liked was... After they both henshin, and Shishi Red does his roll call, Eggzade is like, "Hey, I can do that too! Come on to Eggzade!
Ten!
And like, you're trying real hard there.
We get it. An X.
He poses like
an X.
No, but I like that, like, I like that Lucky, like, did his pose, and you just see, like, Eggzade looking over at him, just going...
Whoa, that's awesome, man.
It's
like, all right, so it's 3-on-2, huh? No, 3-on-3 splits apart into two different sides.
What?
Oh, okay.
You're so lucky!
And Lucky's like, oh my god, that's amazing! Bitch, you've already done that.
And everyone's immediate response is, why didn't you bust out Futago? Then it would have been 4-on-3.
I hate to make the Mystery Science Theater joke, but we hope you enjoyed this program of nothing.
I've never watched that show.
It's getting a new season on Netflix.
I know, I can't wait.
So after that fight...
It's on Netflix.
Some episodes, not all of it.
After that fight, Emu and Lucky are talking about like having allies, and Emu was like, nah, it's okay, I got 3 friends. You know, the doctor who hates me, the ex-doctor who tries to steal my shit, and the dead guy.
No, it's
not you.
No, but it's funny. It's like, no, I have 3 friends. Like, further into the episode. So, guys, are we friends? We never said we were friends.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me, intern. Yeah. Give me your gadgets.
Any character development that Taiga and Hiro fucking made over the past few episodes.
Oh,
just
God.
Just immediately...
We never said we were back to our fucking gimmicks again. You can't tell me what to do, intern. Give me your gadgets.
Let's fight.
We now return to our regularly scheduled antics.
It was funny though, Nico was just like getting in Taiga's way and then just being like, he's gonna beat you! And he's like, bitch, I'll cut you! And then just cuts
like,
off the screen.
Seriously?
Also,
it's all that stuff we talked about last week about how impressed we were with how the characters have improved and gotten a good amount of development up to this point. All fucking gone. It's like Toei went, hey, you hear that? Set him back to square one.
And Emu's reaction was literally just the fandom's reaction, going,
yeah.
What?
Seriously, God, seriously, what happened to your character development?
Which really makes me wonder why. If they're so self-aware that they even made the joke within the same episode, and it's just like, why? Is the need for hijinks this desperate?
Isn't it all pointless?
Like I just feel bad for Pop.
Because this is filler.
So.
An hour and a half.
So Amagasaki Ren stops by the hospital for the express purpose of telling this band that they weren't good enough.
That was
you
super
dickbag.
You know,
like,
Lucky.
Sona!
Which is funny because when we were watching the episode. I have come to tell you the results of the contest.
Yeah,
and I'm like, they didn't make it. You literally walked in here to tell them that they fucked up.
Barely.
Went with somebody else and called it!
Better luck next time.
Yeah, you know, it's like dating shows and stuff. It's like, and the person who will be the next blah, 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 blah will be...
You will not get the rose.
You've been chopped. You are not the Biggest Loser. Pack up your knives. You are not...
What the fuck?
You are the Biggest
Loser. You have lost the chase.
You are not the path I'm following in this case.
You are not
you
the father.
Damn it, Lane, I was doing that.
You
are not the pathfinder.
Or no, actually, if you're losing, then you would be the father.
The beast has gotten you. How many other jokes?
The Death Star is complete.
What's that show called again?
The Chase?
No, The Beast Has Gotten You.
The Chase.
I've seen an episode of that.
Yeah. There's also a show on Netflix called Beastmaster that's kind of like Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, we got some cool fights. The Motor Spuckster was like the highlight of this entire fucking episode.
I fucking love his voice actor.
I love him too.
He pulled it sounded like he peaked the mic a few times. I just love how much emotion he puts in there.
Yeah, and Emu actually just fucking kicks his ass. Reprograms his so he can't use a bike,
and that's just cruel. Honestly.
It was cruel, but hey, well, he's evil.
I mean, he's about to blow up a stadium and murder a lady.
Yep. It's just cool seeing Mighty Maximum in motion again. So that was cool.
I just love the fact that this is a thing he can do now. Like, oh no, Genmu's here. Yeah, you can't henshin anymore. Oh no, Motors is here. Yeah, I deleted your bike.
I was actually talking about this earlier this week with Ichi. I was like, wow, I can't believe, like, someone as simple as Kiria, like, who's just a coroner, could, like, come up with this awesome program, and then Ichi just responded to me with, or maybe he just never said it. And I was like, that's true, there's a lot about Kiria we didn't know.
He was a character.
You learn a lot about the human body as a coroner.
He was a character based around lying. It wouldn't surprise me if he was, like, a genius.
Yeah.
There was more to him than meets the eye.
I'd like to see in a future episode he hits Taiga. You're no longer a dick to me.
I've reprogrammed you. You're no longer a dick.
I reprogram you. You no longer care about your dead girlfriend.
Right? No, just like, I mean, next time Taiga picks a fight with him. Reprograms him, and now you're not a douchebag.
And
you
now
can't use
your
gun anymore, you bitch.
Just reprograms
now
Taiga.
Now all your swords are dull.
Just reprograms Taiga. Now you give me the gashes.
Okay.
Your hair is now solid.
I've now reprogrammed it so Nico can use your gamer driver, and you can.
Oops. I'll take
Hero
your
can now cut nothing.
I'll take your antibody and give it to Nico.
There you go. So then Ren, like, brainwashes Poppy into doing a theme song, which, I love that song. I think Crunch has also made a statement on Twitter that he loves that song.
The weird thing is, yes, it's a great song, and Poppy's a great singer, and the music video stuff is cool. Then we find out that song is apparently going to be the theme for Kamen Rider Chronicle.
Yep.
Maybe a little off-theme!
Especially when Pallad presses the gash and you just hear, Kamen Rider Chronicle.
It's the character creation soundtrack.
There you go. It's like, it was like in Perfect World when you're making your character and just an actual Perfect World pop. Yeah, pop song.
Crunch's theme.
I know, right?
I love that song!
Time.
I love that song.
Poppy's song. I want that to be the new opening.
God, I can't stand that game anymore, but God, that song.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's an MMO we used to play called Perfect World.
Look up the song called Perfect World by Henley. It's really good.
What game is it from?
Perfect World.
Oh.
It was an MMO.
You could fly.
It had a very, very good character customization where you could even upload a picture of yourself and, like, it would try to copy it. It was cool.
It was slightly less bullshit than Nintendo's version.
When I tried it, I ended up creating Porco, so...
So we got some cool fight sequences where, like,
Sorry.
So Taiga was fighting,
Kaiden,
and just Kaiden's just, like, he's, like, just...
It's not
Taiga's
fair.
Just blasting him away with his guns or whatever, and he's like, use a sword! He's like, no, I'm not getting any...
zero reason to get close to you.
This is a sword-fighting game! Why don't you fight me fair?
And then,
Fuck you.
So then Brave's fighting at level 5, like, full dragon. And then he does, like, a smart thing where he uses the metals and turns invisible and shit.
Yeah, like...
One thing that was impressive, though, when they all did the critical finish together, Brave actually multiply himself.
He grabbed the Bunshin medal.
But you want to know how many times he multiplied himself by? Ten.
Was it ten? I thought it looked like eight.
Yeah, it was 5 times 8 equals 40.
It would make more sense to be 10. That way he can...
Equal to Daiga because 50?
Yeah, that way they can...
Or level 40 so he can match the guy
they're killing.
Yeah, but that presume...
Post in the comments, was it how many clones?
I saw 8, but anyways.
I thought it was 8, but anyways. So then they all start fighting over the last kill bonus.
Hey!
Taiga's like, I got the last shot. And Brave's like, yeah, well, I fought with the lowest level.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not a gamer. How do you even come to that sort of conclusion?
I won. I was lower level and still managed to fucking do some damage. Fuck you.
I mean, he has a point. He has a point.
Yes,
in a sense.
That's actually pretty amazing gamer logic, but the point is, Hero shouldn't be the one to think of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hell,
after 25 episodes, he's gotten the hang of it.
I mean, hell, in the Rattertown Radio Clusterfuck episode that was just released, I made the joke that X8 is going to beat the final villain in level 1.
I mean, almost all of the recent Rider shows, they beat the final villain with the base form, so would not surprise me.
Unless you're Guy and use the the final villain's weapon against them.
Because you're a badass.
But yeah, I remember someone did a post about it, how a lot of the Neo Heisei shows, they beat the final boss with the base form. And then you
look at Forze.
Where he didn't even use his base form, just Gentaro just punches him.
Yup. Forze's a badass.
I would. But no. But that's not the end of the episode. No. We see Pallad with all the other Bugsters that we've seen throughout the series.
Well, not all of them, just the actual game boss ones. We don't see the Collabos.
Well, yeah, because Collabos were literally just robots.
I love how, a lot of people on Facebook have been confused, because it's like, what? Poppy's the Bugster from Doremifa Beat? What about the one from episode 6?
That was really weird.
People don't understand that the Collabos are literally walking emulators.
Yeah, but yo.
Yo, 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 Alpha 6.
Hey, Ranges!
Yo, 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 Ranges. She's fucking query.
Technically, Poppy said it herself. She is a Bugster, and Emu immediately followed up with, yeah, you're Poppy from Doremifa Beat.
Yeah, which means she's the boss.
They literally said it.
Yeah.
In the Christmas episode, of all places.
Yeah, but you want to know where? You know what that
scene... surprises me why Dan didn't know that, apparently.
True.
Where is the Bugster from Doremifa Beat? I mean,
he probably was just so insane that he forgot.
Episode, dude.
Yeah, once again, like I mentioned before, Dan was not in the best state of mind. He's so forgetful about things.
Dan forgot Graphite was Dragon 8 Hunter Zed.
No. It's not that he forgot. It's that he thought he was dead and couldn't come back. Pallad specifically mentions that Dan didn't know that any completed Bugster can be revived.
No, but he also forgot. Last week's episode, Pallad mentioned to Emu that Dan doesn't really have any he's not really in the right state of mind anymore. He's practically a living corpse.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
both figuratively and realistically.
He has been Hisatsu to death repeatedly.
But you know what that scene reminded me of when all the, bosses were together?
Hmm.
Dead serious, it reminded me of the Masked Rider finale when Dex wakes up and sees all the Masked Rider warriors.
I am Amazon!
Just how they're all together like that.
So dumb.
Think of it. They're in a little closed area. You know, they're resurrecting their old buddy Graphite. In which, how does that technically work? He got his roses. So
yeah, I was going to say. So we can officially confirm.
Yeah, we can officially confirm possibly what I was theorizing last week. Toei's gotten really self-aware about the fact that people know that's a thing, so they gave him flowers on purpose to throw us off the scent.
It could also be a case where they filmed that scene around the same time when he was defeated.
No. That's way too damn early.
I doubt severely they actually had the suits done up for some of the guys present there.
Yeah.
Because the Gekitotsu robots and
Yuri-chanbara
bosses... they showed up way the fuck later.
It's not
in the
just series. Those. It's Jet Combat.
Yeah.
A couple of them were.
Those guys showed up way later. I somehow doubt they had the suits in advance.
Which leads me to the third theory. They actually didn't have intentions to bring him back, but the way the show's writing proceeded, they decided to make Graphite the Buckster of Dragonite Hunter's
Head. Hang on.
Because
there's the plot.
The people listening don't know what you did. Just pull it out of your ass.
Yeah, pull it out of my ass. There's the plot.
I'm fine with that. Graphite's cool.
Yeah,
while they were establishing the Bucksters of the other games, it was never explicitly stated who the boss Buckster of Dragonite Hunter Zed was. And while a lot of people came to understand that it was the Dragon Union that was split off and turned into the Hunter Gamer support robot, that doesn't actually establish it as the boss Buckster. So, because Graphite had used Dragonite Hunter Zed and was compatible with it, they decided, yeah, sure, let's make Graphite the Buckster of Dragonite Hunter Zed and bring him back. So I feel like his actor coming back was an afterthought, something that was written after that they have decided that he had finished filming.
Yeah.
Actually an interesting...
They pulled an Avdol.
Or a Baron.
Just Graphite's actor just sitting at home like, now I can roll that. Yellow. Yeah, we need you back on set.
We're bringing you back.
That's like, we need you back on set. But didn't my character die? Don't worry, we're rewriting it.
Don't worry, video games. You gotta continue.
Can Kyria come back? No.
He
got flowers too, and Dan didn't. So
We'll give Kyria a side special.
Wait, does that mean Dan's only on hiatus for now?
I can see him coming back.
Or like I said, Toei's gotten self-aware and has been giving flowers to the people who are coming back.
They're just fucking with us.
And then the people who didn't get flowers aren't going to come back because they've decided to swap it.
The
joke is like, give some flowers? No, my role can't be over. Why does this have a date on it? Come back on set on that day. Okay.
In this place at this time.
Literally the coordinates and the time. But no, Poppy is now brainwashed as a evil person. Or evil.
She's Poppy Peepa Po possessed.
Are you suggesting women are people?
So I will now call her Bitchy Beachy Popo.
What? No.
An evil person or woman.
Poppy Peepa possessed.
Oh no.
Just remember, Gar, I have my stylus out for my 3DS. I can and will stab you in the leg.
Okay. I want to be among
them. And that's just for starters.
Anyways, that was X8 episode 24. We're at the halfway point.
So next week... one last thing. So when Pallad, gathers all the Bucksters into Kamen Rider Chronicle, for some reason, Graphite's human form is the one that appears on, the select screen.
Yeah.
Graphite's monster suit was destroyed.
That's interesting they didn't use, the Graphite suit and then just have, his actor... voice him, right?
Because, if they had him come out just for voice, including in that episode, then that would have made sense why they gave him the flowers, because, he doesn't need to be on set anymore, just as a voice.
Well, yeah. If you remember...
He's a completed Buckster, so he has human form.
But
the only reason he was able to turn into Graphite was with the bug visor.
That's true.
The thing is, because we know that Poppy is, in the game artwork, it's safe to say that that version of her is the quote-unquote monster form.
Which is why she has the rider form.
She just happens to be the only non-violent monster character.
But remember, guys, costume changing.
Yeah, also that. Her Karino Asuna form is her human form.
Poppy.
That makes perfect sense now that I think about that.
I saw a really fucked up post about that, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that... She was kind of like a Burgermon kind of Buckster, where she was nice with the person that she was part of, and she accidentally overstressed her, and she decided to take up the name of Asuna in her memory.
But isn't it a pun?
I was going to say.
It is a pun, but...
It's an interesting theory, but when you think about her human name, it was a terrible, terrible anagram.
Yeah,
it's
a very...
It's just the words... Yeah. Kari no Nasu, but with the Na and Asu switched around to make Kari no Asuna.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go on to Q Ranger.
So So Balance gives us the recap, because this is a Balance and Naga episode.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Yes.
I'm disappointed his birthday isn't July 1st.
Why?
Because July 1st is the exact middle of the year, and he's Balance.
Oh.
Wait a minute, is July 1st the actual half?
Yes, I looked it up.
What day of the week is that?
I don't know.
If it was a Sunday, that would be perfect.
I don't know, but it's a holiday.
But that's, yeah. Like, you see him with a calendar, like, what's going on?
Here, anyways.
And it's like,
in America,
oh, it's my birthday.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's Canada. I got them mixed up.
It's our country's birthday.
But instead,
it's the exact midpoint of the year.
We gotta make it a cake.
But instead, Balance's birthday is the actual day.
Cake.
Challenge accepted.
Balance's birthday is, in fact, March 26th, the day that episode actually aired.
Oh.
I like when the shows, like, provide date links to real world.
Wait, what day was it? March 26th?
Yeah.
Sunday.
I'm looking up what happened in Japan on that day 300 years ago. Because Balance turned 300.
Yeah. Also,
he's a killer man.
He's the youngest Robo Boy.
So would that be 1716 or 1816?
I don't know.
I'm going to look up 1716.
I not math.
1716.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Or 1717.
It's too late for math.
It was a Thursday.
It was a Thursday and all was well.
It was a Thursday.
It was Tuesday.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think we can concretely say that this show happens in 2017, can we?
Yeah.
Also fair.
I don't fucking know.
Well, he does cross over with Eggzade, so now it's impossible.
It's a leap year.
Well, you also have to think about it like this. The 26th was on a Sunday. There's a very good chance that it could happen. That the specific year in the future that they're in is also happening on a Sunday. But they could just be using 2017 just because, why not?
The show 300 years in the future.
This is no longer worth discussing.
He was literally just born.
it could be worse. It could be an Ultra Magnus birthday episode.
So, the monster of the week for this episode, I think, is in the running for stupidest monster of all
you
time.
You mean best monster in the world.
I'm trying to ask Gar if he knew of any monster more stupid.
Yeah,
we're waiting for you to think about it and tell us if you think
it's the one that's culminating inside him now after drinking all those monsters.
A monster dumber than
To Me.
A monster who steals your birthday.
And his name is To Me.
Noodle God.
What? Oh no!
He is a guy who helps a man who was obsessed over cup noodles to make his own brand of cup noodles. Just to make everyone have food poisoning.
That demon face!
There we go.
What's it called?
Noodle
Man. Ramen. Or Noodle Dimension.
That's the name of it?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ramen Rider. I
was
going to be like, damn it.
Jetman.
Oh,
okay.
Because
everyone go look that Nightmare Fuel up.
Nightmare Fuel.
Fucking fuck!
Wow.
What?
Look at the hair that's just made of noodles.
Fuck.
What? Oh my god, he just looks so upset.
He looks like he's
well, I like to think, good guy, bad guy.
He looks like a heavy metal rocker.
Yeah, episode 10, Cup Noodles of Jetman, and episode 27, in a flashback, I think?
So yes, the monster To Me, who literally shoots a birthday beam, who steals your birthday, preventing you from celebrating it! And any attempt to do so will just go...
You can't say happy birthday or get people presents or cake or anything.
You can't say the word birthday.
It's like they were attacked by nobodies from Kingdom Hearts.
I like your... Oh, I can't say...
They stole the
word!
Oh no,
the FCC got him!
Oh my god, this monster was so bad.
I like that his little alarm siren thingies on his body look like candles.
Birthday detected! How do you detect that?
That's the best.
There's somebody celebrating!
That's the best, like, birthday.
What is he, a Robo Grinch?
Yeah.
That's
like the best.
No, let's remember, it's a birthday being celebrated near him, or those things would be going off 24/7.
Yeah.
You still
there's any number of people celebrating a birthday on any day of the year.
It's like in the episode of Arthur where like Arthur's dad was like making these good cakes and then Mr. Ratbird just constantly kept
cake?
Hi, I'm here to talk about the fundraiser. Are you guys having cake? And then just the episode ends with literally Ratburn following Arthur's dad in a car.
Canadians make the best children's
cartoons.
Was
Arthur
Canadian?
I can't wait until this episode gets turned into Power Rangers.
I can see how this is going to be made into Power Rangers. The ranger who's going to be gold isn't, like, it's going to be his birthday, but everyone else doesn't know what it's going to be, and then they're going to find out that it's his birthday, and they're all going to be, like, upset that, oh boy, I wish he told us, and then it's like, at the end of the episode, they're all going to throw him a surprise party.
Oh,
that's what happens in every birthday.
I'm totally surprised.
Arthur's been going on for 21 years.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That show is old enough to drink.
Oh!
And get laid.
States.
And get laid.
Okay.
Legally.
232 episodes.
What the 232. Nothing beats The Simpsons. Fucking 600 and shit.
Jesus.
Anyways.
I'm sorry. Anyways, moving on. Balance's birthday.
So they use him as bait to lure him out, and obviously he gets hit with the beam anyways because he tries to save Naga.
Oh, poor Naga.
Which, by the way, I'm glad we got to see him use that eye paralyze ability.
Wait a minute. Nagare's weapon.
Q-sickle?
So it's not a gun.
No.
Damn it!
Balances is a crossbow.
I wanted to make
you
a
were gonna. It's gonna be a Naga ray gun.
I was gonna make a.
Fuck!
I was gonna say Nobunaga.
Nobunaga!
Both good.
No, Raven, not again!
The Nobunaga ray gun.
I almost get it. That reached a little far.
Hang on.
They were both individually good.
Nobunaga ray gun?
Terrible.
I'm gonna find a better one.
Anyways. There's a better joke, I must quest for it.
No.
Naga honestly was really awesome this entire episode.
Can we, like, officially say that he's discovered happiness and also sadness, maybe?
I don't think so.
Because
he still felt angry the whole episode.
I mean,
we know he found a fabulous nail stylist.
He knows of happiness and sadness, but he doesn't know how to properly execute them yet.
I feel like this needs to be more of a thing where, like, Naga is actively on a quest to obtain emotions.
He is! That's his quest!
No, I know, but, like, in this episode, it's kind of indistinct. Like, he's smiling at the end, but...
It's because he was practicing a smile.
I know, but I feel like it's like, yay, Naga learned happiness!
No. No, it was just something to cheer Balance up. Also, speaking,
despite
Sad Balance is sad.
Wait, oh my god, wait. They gave him sad eyes. I actually felt sad.
Dora Endos from Zoo Ranger, who can create soccer balls that can that contain sneezing powder.
Wait, what?
Nara's on the quest for stupid
monsters. What's his name?
Dora Endos.
How do you spell that?
I mean, wasn't there a street light that made people forget things?
Let's not get into this, because this is a whole other topic.
Dora Taurus.
But yeah, there's, like, one point where, like, Balance, like, crawls under a desk in his room, and he's just, like, just, I guess, being sad and moody.
But the worst part is, like, immediately before that, like, they try and celebrate his birthday, and, like, good on them for trying, and then all the stuff they're celebrating with just goes...
And
he is immediately like, it's okay, I don't care, it's okay. Bash his leg in the door. No, I'm good. Bye.
Wrong way.
Abrupt cut to him crying under his desk. And I'm like,
It feels like it'd be like if like Charlie Day dumped
Precious robot son.
No, it feels like Charlie Day should just voice
I know, right?
I'm okay, guys. It's okay. Don't worry. Oh, God, fuck my leg. Oh, no, it's okay. He just goes to his room.
I've been marathoning It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's best character.
Charlie's the best.
Just during that scene, I was like, don't worry, Balance, you get a cool punchy ghost in another life.
Yep. Yeah, I gotta always remember that's Josuke from Part 4 of JoJo voicing Balance, and he's great.
It's a lot weirder when you think, technically using their prior roles... what was his name? Larry from Zoo Oger is Balance's dad.
Joseph.
Oh no!
Oh no! So how are we gonna, save the birthdays with a Metal Gear Solid infiltration mission?
Mission Impossible. There was a fan involved.
It was right.
Fan involved. Oh yeah.
Sorry, I forgot. About faucet dimensioned.
What? Oh god.
What's this guy do?
He's a faucet.
Yeah. Oh.
No, but quick, tighten him.
What does he do though? This is about a monster that does stupid shit.
Originally a faucet implanted with trans-dimensional bugs.
Originally a faucet.
Talk about throwing everything, including the kitchen sink.
This thing.
Oh my god, it's Nigel knows it all.
Well,
just
I mean, in the Ninja, we had a fucking monster that was a lawnmower. That was.
We also had a monster that was a watch cat.
And a cell phone.
I mean, wasn't one of the.
But get this. Though stupid, it strangled people to death.
Oh!
Okay, that's pretty legit.
I mean, wasn't there a t-shirt shadow in Tokuter?
Yeah, no, the tank top shadow.
Yeah, I think that wins for
Tokuter. We had a tank top shadow.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really a monster. He was just Akira's shirt.
True.
Wouldn't that escalate him to stupidest monster status?
No, he was just... Buddy.
No,
the stupidest monster in the world is a t-shirt.
And Akira and Tank Top Shadow were literally just the Lone Ranger reference. That's all they were.
Tonto. Tank Top.
Yeah, exactly. we made that reference when we reviewed the movie.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, Champ and Naga go in to, like, get Naga into the fan, and just, like, he really is just like, I'm gonna get your birthday back balance, and just, like, jumps into the fan. Champ's like, no, I'm not fucking ready yet!
And he literally is dangling inches above a moving fan.
He's like, that was close.
There's Diamond Monger, who has the
ability
diamonds to empower his attacks.
No more.
Yeah, during the scene with the fan, I was like, oh man, they were, like, 1 foot away from having sushi.
Also, this is my favorite scene, where it's just, like, they're asking, oh, did, like, Naga not know about, do they have a birthday balance? He's like, no, I just figured it just wouldn't go well. Just cuts to a scene of just Naga celebrating Valance's birthday. Just, happy birthday, Valance!
Just
super angry.
He's mad at me.
He's just gonna be mad at me when he says it. So that was super funny. Naga's actor's just fantastic. He's a good dancer. He's good at being emotionless. He's good at being awkward as fuck. He's great.
I have never seen a character who is supposed to be emotionless be so funny.
Yeah.
Doshite. Balance.
We see Hami actually use some shinobi skills.
You know, the Ares and Kyutama.
Yeah.
Puts that Dabe to sleep.
I was really disappointed that didn't just, like, ram him into the room.
Yeah,
that
no,
funny.
I was hoping for
I
that.
I feel like if Champ uses the Ares Kyutama, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
A bull using a sheep/goat Kyutama.
It's a ram.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. He used the ram?
Ares Kyutama.
Ah, that's funny. Because the Ares... Because when I was looking up what happened in 1716... March 21st was the creation of that constellation.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
But why was his on the 26th or 7th?
Well, basically, timed up with the next episode.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So, as Red and Orange are fighting their way through Mooks, Ika Devil shows up.
Yep.
For some reason.
To promote the movie.
Oh, wait, no.
Suddenly Squid.
Actually...
But not
can
the
talk,
squid they were looking for.
Can I talk about the two squid people that
showed
up?
Ikagen
and Monaco.
Yeah. I like them.
They're badass.
I like their designs, and fully understand why they can't land a hit on them. They're squids. They're squishy. Like
they're
slimy.
Slippery,
yeah. So they can easily, like, you know, dodge attacks.
Also, they're highly trained assassins.
Yeah,
because
Ikagen or whatever, he, like, Lucky tried to swipe at him, and he missed. And he's like, wait, what the fuck? Did I just miss an attack? And he's like, yeah, your fate's fucking decided, bud. I can
just,
see
like,
your
looks up.
Away.
What the fuck, universe?
Not Lucky.
Not Lucky!
I like how his design is basically just the... Davy Jones face rape scene from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pretty much.
I love it.
What's hentai?
Me! But yeah, Ika Devil shows up with the shocker belt and starts screaming about whatever.
And then, like, he's like, oh, go away! He's just like, oh, yeah, of course, I'm sorry, I started to intrude. Oh, fuck you! I love when they do that.
That's like a cultural joke from that Japanese scripts use.
No, I know.
It would have been great if he actually just walked off and we never saw him again.
I know.
One day I want something to actually do that.
To do what?
Just like, okay.
The joke to Ika Devil is like, oh, we don't want you, go away. It's like, okay. Wait, never mind! A lot of anime and toku do that. So we want someday for them to use that joke and the monster will actually just fuck off.
They're like, go! Leave!
Okay. So then Lucky's like getting his ass kicked or whatever. He's like, I need a Kutama! And Lompo's just like, I got the special one I've been saving. And then.
With zero explanation as to where he got it.
And then Raptor...
He got it from the X-Aid constellation.
Right?
Raptor does this sick behind-the-back shot.
Yeah, no, that's a common thing in pool. And then, yeah, it's the X-Aid Kutama, which...
For some reason.
I fucking want it.
Also, can we talk about how their whole entire plan for the whole baiting out the Magistrate was based on the Q-let chants?
Oh my god, we forgot to talk about that!
Right? Yeah, so I get the sped up Q-let chance, and it was just...
Yeah, no.
It's just like, let's get through this.
But before that, they were going, and it's like, wait, okay, so the only time this guy ever comes out of his base is when he detects a birthday. So we need somebody whose birthday it is to be bait.
Immediately balance slides
in. Balance slides in. Hey guys, it's my birthday! There! That one! That! And it's like, okay, now let's randomly decide who goes out and potentially leave our bait on the ship.
Q-let chance!
It doesn't make sense. They put balances in. It's like, wait a minute. You're going to use them as bait, so wouldn't you technically only need four more rangers?
No, it's just like, I would have laughed. It was like, draw five. It's like, five come out. Balance isn't one of them. Okay, balance is staying on the ship, so fuck that plan!
No, I imagine...
No, they don't. Let's go. They don't let him morph.
I imagine that they would have just done redo.
No, they would have just like
reversed it.
No, just like Hami's thing. Just pick up Hami's thing, chuck it across the room. Huck it across the room. You don't need to go.
I like how the reason balance was picked was because it was his birthday. So
just Lucky's cosmic luck kicked in. It's like, let's move this along.
Yep.
I wonder how many birthdays that. Tumi had.
It looks like he stole like somewhere in the realm of 20. Because when Naga destroys them in a very, I thought, very excellent scene where he slices them open and you see them flying off to the kids.
Happy birthday.
I thought that was actually really nice.
Oh my god, there should have been an O's cameo where the head chief was just sitting in his
like I said. Like I said, this guy is this monster and would have been great.
Happy birthday!
I'm sorry.
Just cakes everywhere.
Yes. Nothing will beat the best happy birthday in toku ever, just from episode one of O's, where just he's singing happy birthday while people are getting slaughtered by the greed.
That's like the fucking best scene in the first episode of O's.
I said, Commodore O's episode one is my favorite first episode of a rider, period.
I would put it up there.
It's great.
They're tossing people off motorcycles. It's fucking hilarious.
That's great.
I just like to imagine that scene also to the tune of
someone can do it.
But yeah, so they move the shit along so Balance can get left out as bait.
Oh yeah, Balance gets his birthday back, and then it's like, good, switch out with Champ. Or Champ could just finish the fight.
What is this, Pokemon?
Right.
Your enemy's weak. Get him, Champ.
We almost got him.
Or no, get him, Balance, because Champ was already down there.
We're almost there. Get him, Balance.
Now switch out with Champ. Why? Because you were the one we actually drew!
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they go Kyureno, and then they...
That matters, I guess.
Well, they get pie in the face.
Yeah, they get, like, creamed.
Ew. Yeah,
they literally land into a water tower.
That kind of thing.
Phrasing. Water and water is
Lucky's windshield.
I heard it, Noble.
Also, is it me, or was the water tower just a fucking block from X-Aid still just sitting there?
That's what it looked like. Oh, speaking of Yosha Lucky, let's go ahead and update the counter. There were 5 Yosha Luckies this episode, if I counted right, bringing our total up to 37.
Whoa.
That's... 37. Also, something I noticed when Lucky summons Xaid, I guess it's just with the subs that I watch. When Xaid's in level 1, Lucky says, "Oh, look, 2 heads."
I think that was just bad subs.
Yeah, the subtitle we were looking at was like, "What? Super deformed?"
Yeah.
Which is pretty accurate.
Yeah, I like that Xaid fought in level 1.
Tall?
Like, we never actually discussed the Xaid cameo in that.
The head face on the front, face on the back.
No, I was very happy and pleased to see that the Xaid fought in level 1 for a bit, because I love the level 1 suit.
Here's the biggest,
we really had no reason to, since it wasn't a Buckster.
Here's the biggest problem with that, though. After, like, Xaid, you know, helps out Lucky in this episode, he demorphs, or he dehensions into Emerald.
He didn't summon just the fucking power of Xaid.
But it would just make
a
lot more sense.
He summoned
Emerald.
Here's the thing. I don't think this is the actual Emu, because when actual Emu sees Lucky in the Xaid episode, he doesn't recognize him. He has to reintroduce himself.
Or does he? He didn't really introduce himself.
He said, "Hey, you."
"Hey, you." And then just, "Oh, hey. Yeah, sure, let's fight together," without any knowledge of the fact that Lucky can fight.
Well,
or
the fact that Lucky introduced himself means that maybe this is not the same Lucky in the Xaid episode.
But Xaid knew who he was.
But the fact that he summons Emu into the Q-Ranger world and then he, like, poofs away after with gamey effects just made me wonder if maybe the Q-Ranger world is inside the game world.
No.
Or the other way around.
No, that's Kamen Rider True Xaid.
Just... Whatever happened to the times when it's like...
Mighty Legacy.
Whatever happened to the times when it could have just been Q-Ranger versus Xaid? Like, a full-on hour, like, hour
yeah,
special?
Yeah, like Q-Ranger versus Gun.
Or Drive versus the Sentai that will not be named.
Ninja?
Shh!
It is forbidden!
Ninja Steel!
It is forbidden! Ninja Steel!
It's like if I only have one bullet and I have to shoot 2 targets!
Stealing the drive shuriken, even though we don't have the rights, Ninja Steel.
I got one bullet, might as well shoot myself, Ninja Steel.
Oh, no, I missed because I'm a stormtrooper, Ninja Steel.
It's finally on hiatus, thank God, Ninja Steel.
So, when they fight the Morai Mars, there's an interesting bit where, like, Naga and Balance separate their mechs in order to attack. And not only is there weirdness because you don't see the rest of the Megazord,
they
which is presumably floating.
Yeah.
But yeah, then Silver and Gold stick their orb dicks out of their with their
Bonero 3.0.
And proceed to use an attack called Happy Splash.
Oh, giggity.
Ah!
Hey, could be worse. We could have Mr. Pega come back. Speaking of which, I want to talk about last week's episode quickly. It was a funny episode. I loved Mr. Pega. I didn't like the whole hammy part, though.
Yeah.
No one likes hammy.
Nobody likes Milhouse.
She's adorable.
She's adorable, but she's annoying.
She's adorable.
The only reason she's adorable is because the other person is a cardboard robot.
Some people are into that.
Giggity.
True.
Look at Akagi from Akiba Ranger.
Akagi. Anyways, that's the...
So Naga presents Balance with a smile, which was really cute, and then Balance is like, "Aw, I would have liked some expensive shit, but nah, this is fine too," and I'm like, "You greedy
bastard."
And
it's better than the gift that Champ originally got him.
Oh,
tiny little barbell?
Yeah.
That was cute.
This is all you can lift.
You are inferior robot. Here, start with this.
It was cute. We're like... Like, Naga, or Balance reveals his age, and Spa's like, "I don't have 300 candles, Lucky. Let's go get them." No, it's okay, goddammit.
No, and he's already gone.
You can just
get... 5 minutes later, cut back. The cake is literally covered in candles, and the whole thing is just a blazing inferno.
And I really liked the...
One of the
cakes on fire.
I liked Garu throughout this episode because he was acting very, very dog-like. Like, he was helping Spa to, like, make a cake, and he just seemed like... whisking the bowl, he's just like, "Gar, gar, 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 gar."
Yeah, it's funny because, like, when they return all the birthdays, everything that vanished comes back, So I just like to... They never showed up, but I just like to imagine Spot and Garo as they come in with the second batch of food and they just see the first batch just reappear. Just like, damn it!
Here you go, Garo, you can eat. Yes!
One of the candles on the cake is the green with evil candle.
So, next week's episode is the Spada-focused episode, and we get a maybe tease of Ryu Commander? So...
I bet you the episode will end with his henshin.
Yeah.
You know, like Mighty Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. I love how the fucking text in the episode preview tries to be subtle about it, but it literally just says, Commander Sholanpo's hen blank.
Pimp.
Real fucking subtle!
Hen right. Pimp.
Sure.
I can't wait for just there to be an episode where Lompo's just like, alright, and the leader is, it's like Lucky gets to the roulette, and it's like, yeah, and Lompo's like, actually, I'm gonna lead this mission this week, and he's like, what?
Yeah, like, after his first henchman, he comes back, so I've decided that the Q-Rangers do need a leader.
Me! Just sits on his front. Not me. Wait, what?
He starts,
I take up too much energy.
He starts rigging the culette so he comes up every time.
All of them just pop out to be purple.
Me, and me.
Me, myself,
me,
I.
Me, myself, my shadow, and my dignity.
I hope we get to see Ryu Commander use Pegasus. That'd be cool.
Ooh,
yeah.
Because
they're buddies.
Yeah.
They're good buddies.
And where shall we get on?
To our topic? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Woo!
Rave special!
Featured topic.
This topic vexes me.
It might vex you a little more. So.
It was a Ryuki joke.
In the year of 2009, Shade, the anti-terrorist group, start modifying humans. Their leader, Tokugawa Seizan, creepy eye patch and all, rains down terror upon the populace.
Ichi, do you have the right script?
Yeah, I'm just about to say, I thought we were doing Brave.
Yeah, this is the Brave
Are we
special,
doing
right?
Brave?
Yeah, this is the one where Brave gets the belt powered by wine.
No!
Oh, I thought we were talking about the one where Brave gets the power of the bow.
April Fools.
We're not talking about that guy.
We're talking about Kamen Rider G.
No!
I am flabbergasted that we did not talk about this yet in the
because
3 years.
You and I were the only people who gave a shit.
And gee, who was the one that had to interrogate this?
Instigate.
Oh yeah.
It's interrogate.
I just don't like G.
Also that.
Hashtag Gar investigated.
So we're going to tell the story of Kamen Rider G as if it was Kagamihiro Brave being the main character.
Which is a
silly,
silly
rider powered by wine!
Because
there is nothing I cannot drink.
Weirder than having them be fruit seeds or
fruit locks.
No, but his belt is a fucking bottle opener!
That's not that
fits,
weird. Like I was.
That fits the motif.
Nowadays, like, back then, this was probably, like, really piratical, but nowadays, this honestly seems like it could be a legit gimmick.
No, even when I... No.
Hard.
I mean, hell, technically, Decade's belt is the... I mean,
what?
If you think about it, Decade's belt's a Polaroid camera.
That's fine!
Decade has a camera strap.
Dead people from the future.
Switches.
Oh, dead people from
that's
the past.
That's fine!
Like, dead people from the future?
The eyeballs of dead people!
Yeah.
Oh, man, Kamen Rider has a lot of dead people.
It's Lane.
There's a lot
this
of
is no
zombies with cell phones.
Past the other shit.
USB flash drives.
Yeah, that.
That's fine.
Super powered USB.
You know
flash
what?
Drive.
Maybe I'm just complaining about it because I'm not a wine lover. So
neither am I.
You sure wine a lot.
Coins from the past.
Yeah. I'll give my quick opinion on this. As for the special. It was cool. It was honestly just made from a talk show because some guy just was like, hey,
I dare
you to make a Kamen Rider series.
Let's actually talk about the backstory.
Okay.
We were going to, you know what? We were going to describe this whole bit as if it was Hero because I said it. We were talking about Brave, but screw it. Let's
and
just talk about it.
We all thought it was
up.
Stupid.
The
so, hey, we did the bit.
The joke is done. Okay, so, backstory. Kamen Rider G was an experiment done by the Toei Filming Studio in accordance with a talk show called Smap Challenge, where the hosts challenge each other to different things, and one of them challenged another one to be a Kamen Rider. So Toei's studio was like, yeah, fuck it, we'll produce an episode.
Here's the budget. Most of it's from already shit that we already made, but...
This is what we get instead of the rest of Decade.
Ichi. This came out before Decade.
No, it came out during Decade.
Cameos in the fucking
show. It was 2009 when Decade was airing.
This was before Decade.
No, Decade cameos in it!
But there was a poster of Geki Ranger versus Go Hunter, which came out in January. And then on the staff... Like, in the staff room, there was a Kiva and Go-Onger freaking...
You know what? I'm going to confirm exactly when this came out.
I swear this came out before Decade.
No, it came out during Decade.
Unless it was a teaser for Decade, but... You know what? I'm looking up on the wiki.
Anyways, I love Kamen Rider
Jr. Air date, January 31, 2009.
A week before Kamen Rider Decade.
Okay, but...
Really?
So it was a teaser, I guess.
Pretty sure.
But let's find out. When was the first episode of Kamen Rider Decade?
Let's find out.
Well, if it used to sync up with...
Pretty sure Decade...
Super Sentai, then it would be February.
Yeah, January 25th.
So it was a week after Decade started.
A week after Decade.
Okay, but still, both Decade was airing! So fuck you, Gar!
Fuck you, Ricky!
No.
Ricky.
It's a trailer for Voice. Okay, so... this episode starts in the TV Asahi building, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary, actually, at the time. And a bunch of armed fuckers move in and start shooting people.
Yeah, shit's going down.
So, apparently SHADE, which was started as an anti-terrorist organization, started getting into modifying people like Shocker, and then just sort of became corrupted from there.
Because, of course...
It's a really hastily thrown-together backstory that isn't entirely sensical, but, like, for the sake of a parody episode, it's perfectly serviceable. I love how the people who are in the building just assume this is, like, a filming stunt until they get shot.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have the right to film here. Dead.
You know, one thing that I think this episode did right that not a lot of other shows do right... During a very dramatic moment early in the show, right when they show the main character, you just like it, like he gets panned to the side because rule of thirds, and then just on the other side of the screen, bam, the logo. I don't think any other show, writer show, does that, and I think it's a really nice artistic choice that I wish shows would do. Just like main character to the side, bam, logo.
Eh, could've been better.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the Hibiki opening.
What?
What?
You guys don't remember the first episode of Hibiki where it actually starts off with a musical number?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I try to forget about that.
Those are not the actual openings. They just have musical numbers in episodes 1 and 3. And I'm sure I've said this before, but I am eternally salty that the show didn't have more musicals because it would have fit the theme perfectly.
No.
Anyways, gee. So they burst into a studio that's broadcasting live and announce that they want their leader busted out of prison or they're going to start murdering dudes.
Oh, shit.
And so the main character, Goro, is hypnotized by these people, but his girlfriend, or fiancé, I guess, is in the studio by pure coincidence. Let's not accuse the show of having amazing writing.
No.
And she tries to, like, wake him up. But it doesn't work. But you know what does work? Wine! Because this guy really likes wine!
Daniel, he whines a lot.
The voice of his fiance doesn't snap him out of his hypnosis, but drinking a sip of wine does.
Yep.
This guy is an asshole!
Well, I thought that it was the wine he shared with her specifically.
It is, but the point is, like, if she's so important to him, why wasn't she enough to wake him up? You know what I mean? I feel like that sucked. That was a terrible choice for writing. But whatever.
Rest in peace, Club Penguin.
Rest in peace, Club Penguin.
Except it's not, because Club Penguin Island opened up the same day the actual Club Penguin site closed. So it was literally Penguin Island. It was literally just a ploy to promote their new mobile game.
Really?
That's entirely the idea.
That's fine.
And people are already getting banned from that, too.
Oh, good.
So...
I really want to talk about G.
What?
I don't really know what to say about G. Except I love
just
it.
Like,
Kamen Rider Gary.
Okay, mainly for me, it's okay. I liked this, like, in terms of like on a production scale, it was really cool. It was nice seeing Decade cameo in it and stuff like that, and just his design's even cool. I just don't like the concept that he's powered by wine. I think that's silly.
Why? That could totally work for a Neo Heisei series now. Cherry flavor G.
And it sucks I made a pact with myself years ago saying no matter how bad or stupid a Rider gimmick is, I will watch the show in its entirety.
Well, luckily for you, G doesn't have any.
Thank God.
I'm just sad that we don't have an actual SH figure to G. Or any representation
like,
boy-wise.
I feel like he
G.
should at least show up in, like, Akiba Ranger, or at least have, like, a cameo in, like, another movie or something.
Cameo in Cho Superhero Tyson!
Yeah, just in the background. Who are you?
I'm powered by love.
Just, like, team parody. Just, like, G, the three Akiba Rangers, and...
Ultraman Zeer.
Sure, whatever.
Hell, this guy fucking explodes his and, like, logo into the fucking back of a
cool.
building.
An actual Fisher Rider should do that.
Just...
Yeah.
Whole entire logo in the building. And wallpaper. Thank you.
But, like... So, like, Goro is, like, wearing this the terrorist uniform, and then when he gets out of the hypnosis...
Yeah, he tosses it off, and he automatically has, like, this, like, brand new outfit on. It's, like...
This, like, elegant, super clean white tux, and I'm like, did you have that on underneath your terrorist uniform?
Dang it, I wanted that to cosplay as Ren.
Every Shade member have that, because they were going to bust their leader out of prison, so they're all just going to toss him off
maybe
and, like, congratulate him.
Maybe it's just a case of he was wearing that when they snatched him and hypnotized him.
Or not.
And they didn't feel like undressing him. As he fights his way through the building...
With guns.
He pulls twin pistols out of nowhere, and I'm like... Guns. At first, I was like, did those come out of nowhere? But then I'm like, he was a terrorist 5 minutes ago. He was probably carrying them.
They were probably shoved up his ass.
What?
What's with you and the ass thing today?
Sock asses, huh?
Don't sock me.
Stop throwing a sock at him.
Sock it to me.
But the funny thing is, like, the guy that he fights, who's leading the crew that he runs into, is Kenji Matsuda, who played Garulo and Kiva and Zanki and Toki from Hibiki. So
was he
Gabi from
Noah?
Yeah. No, that was a pretty well-known toku actor. So, like, we've got Kiva and Hibiki references, and then as Goro kicks all their asses, we hear a song from Kabuto playing in the background.
And then, you know, the Fies gimmick with his Rider kick.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that, but yeah.
Oh, and
this whole thing is just B3 a swirling...
from Kamen Rider to Next.
This whole thing is just a swirling mix of references to Rider.
In which, for those wondering, will we ever get to Kamen Rider the Next? One day. Probably like September.
I keep forgetting that we haven't done it.
Well, we promise when we'll do it, in which...
You'll do it the next time.
We'll do it the next time, when we actually tell the people on our show what we're doing.
Yeah. And oh boy... If you felt my
Noble, quick,
rant.
Just find all the wine puns you can find.
I just love the fucking catchphrases this guy pulls out of
you
his
what,
ass.
I will eliminate the
enemies of wine!
For the thumbnail, for
none of them said they were against wine!
For the YouTube version of this, can it just be Kamen Rider G, but replace the helmet with Mr. Leahy from Trailer Park Boys?
Maybe, after, like, remind me midweek, because for the first few days, I want to put up the thumbnail as if it is Brave.
Okay.
But yeah, so, he starts fighting the guys, and, like, the lead crew turn into worms, which, more Kabuto reference.
We didn't have the budget to make actual monsters.
He has the face on the middle of it.
So, like, it, like, actually is a worm. So, it's not just them pulling out the 2006 suits we weren't using.
No, here's the thing. Kabuto happened in 2007.
2006.
Yeah, 2006. This came out in 2009.
Yep. That's just the suits they happened to pull out.
What happened in 2008 that they wanted to forget?
Kiva.
Hey, fuck you.
Fan guys are awesome.
But it has Kiva in it.
Yes, it's Kiyon.
Yeah.
Kiyon. That was a terrible joke.
So Goro starts, like, using his pistols to shoot these worms, and the dude is like, haha, you should know normal weapons don't work on me. Goro just pauses, starts to aim the gun at him again, and then the monster starts smacking him. And I'm like, you deserve that, you stupid motherfucker. So he gets thrown off the building and does a superhero landing.
Yep.
Woo! Superhero landing! You know, those really hurt your legs, though.
Not him, because he's modified.
Yep.
Give it 50.
Okay, years. For everyone listening that wants to know my reference to this, the only thing I know of Kamen Rider G is that when he transformed, a giant G exploded into a building behind him.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all I know.
Millions are dead!
Are they okay? Nope.
Also, when you see him transform, like, you see him hold out, like, his ball of wine that he's going to insert into the belt, and then
the
clearly, the,
wine.
The hand switches in the next shot.
It's not a well-shot Henshin.
Is it? So G does stand for Goro, right?
It stands for Goro, Go, because number 5.
Gar, Gary. I don't know who our main bad guy is.
Get
out. But it starts with a G. Destiny 2 trailer.
Actually, it doesn't. The main guy, bad guy's name is Tokugawa Seizan.
Fuck you.
That's a cool name.
Anyways, let's wrap this up.
So, Decade cameos and goes, hey, bud, you can do it.
You're not the savior of this world.
You're not an official rider, but hey, best of luck to you. And then
Kamen Rider G, final form ride, giant bottle of wine.
I mean, his weapon is like a wine opener sword, and it's actually fucking badass.
Yeah.
And then he pulls a bike out of nowhere to chase the dude who runs away with his fiance in a helicopter, which he then goes off a ramp and rams the bike into the helicopter, causing an explosion, and one cut later, he's standing there with her in his arms, somehow okay.
But here's the thing. She's like, who are you? What are you, that fucking dumb bitch?
Ramps a bike.
No, she suspects it's him.
What? I was out of bullets.
She suspects it was him, but she doesn't confirm.
What is this, The Incredibles? I'm just going to whip my vehicle at the flying aircraft?
Yes, why not? With,
like a motorbike flying through the air with me on it. That's a Dan Bull joke.
It's like a...
But yes.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. Vroom.
But yeah, Decade and all 10 Heisei riders show up to like inspire him, and he finishes off the monster with Swirling Rider Kick.
Yep.
That was actually pretty cool.
It invoked Fi's imagery because it looked like the photon blood going to the leg.
But I do like the narration at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Where it's like, now
the lonely warrior of love, G,
is born. And the like after credits or anything, it just done. That's it? Yep.
It was literally a thing aired on a variety show as a dare.
And it's funnier when you watch it with the actual like video
that's
commentary.
The version
that
I watched
I
couldn't find that version. I only found like the actual
You can find it on TV News.
This is literally just a show where somebody dared, hey, make a Kamen Rider series. Okay, went to Toei. Hey, can you help me out with this? Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Making a suit and everything. And you can tell that the design was really cheap because there was literally nothing on the back of G's design. It was just all black.
Yeah.
They only made the front half of the suit. It's like, where's the rest of it? Hey, we said we would help. We didn't say how much money we're putting into this shit.
I know this is terrible, but all I could think was Kamen Rider Assless Chaps, and
Kamen Rider
Assless Chaps.
What even is that?
Assless Chaps. It's like pants.
I know what they are, but is that a reference to someone else?
No, it's not. It's a reference to the fact that you said he could only make half the suit.
Oh, that they don't have anything in the back.
Literally, he only made half the suit. So he turns around, and it's just like...
I guess the lonely warrior of love got extra lonely.
Oh, no.
Wow, someone actually made their own custom figure out of G.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's actually really nice.
Can I be honest about one thing?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I actually took influence from this in writing my auto series, where the first film is actually based on this whole entire thing. Where basically the guy gets brainwashed and then goes on, like, a tactical mission where he meets his old girlfriend, which his brainwashing technique is like broken or like is basically undone. It's fun. But
so that's Kamen Rider Brave.
It's Kamen Rider Dark. Let's get it right.
Next week we'll actually talk about Brave, I promise.
Yeah,
I want to talk about Ghost.
No, you're outvoted.
Fine. Fuckers talk about
Hey, you know what?
Me.
You know what, Ichi? Fuck it, let's switch back colors.
Okay.
Alright, I like pink anyway, all right. So.
Alright.
I'll still be loud, probably.
Not loyal like
somehow
me.
I got through the whole episode without falling asleep even after
indeed.
So did Raven.
It took forever.
Yeah, holy shit. It's after 1 a.m. here.
But this is the second last week of school. Starting next week, I'm gonna actually try to not suck on these episodes and stuff.
You don't suck, though. All right.
Okay, so after this episode, I'd like to be in the know, caster.
No.
Right?
Wait, the what?
It was an April Fool's one-off. I won't do that to you again, unless it's also April Fool's.
In the no-caster.
Oh, like in the go.
In the know, like someone being in the know.
We already have an indigo.
K-N-O-W.
In
the
know.
Gar is bad with English, we know this. Anyways, thank you guys for listening.
As always, you can find the primary source of our hijinks at castranger.podbean.com.
Gar, you amaze me as a human being sometimes.
Please check out our Cast Ranger Facebook page where I post lots of meme-y, funny goodness shit on the reg.
That's a bullshit line, I can prove it.
Hey, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, Gar, fuck you.
Hey, Randy.
Anyways, also tweet at us at Ixie Studios. And please check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you.
Thank you for having us.
We're done. Awesome. It's late. I'm out.
5 more episodes to our big finale.
Wait, what?
Finale.
Or event.
Cast Ranger event. Trademark.
Hashtag confirming.
You're all really tired.
I have to work at 11:30 tomorrow and be there till fucking midnight.
Please go to bed, Gar.
Okay.
Night, everybody.
Funk.
Bye.
Thanks
for listening.
Go see Power Rangers. It's a good movie.
Or.
Ow.
I thought you were
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.